Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting second. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting seventh. The DH, Rich McKinney. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Gross reaches second base with a double. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Gross moves to second. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford takes first base on ball 4. Gross moves to third. Williams moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into right field. Cowens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cowens. Gross scores. Williams scores. Crawford goes all the way around to score. McKinney moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Athletics. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Porter reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Porter and he is out, Patek applying the tag. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Page moves to third. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Page scores. Williams moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Marty Patton now pitching. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Crawford moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards second. White scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. William scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayberry moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Page takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Page steals second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Gross reaches second base with a double. Page scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Mark Little now pitching. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams strikes out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crawford is walked intentionally. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Willie Crawford. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Gross moves to third. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gross scores. McKinney moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Matt Alexander now playing right field. Larry Murray now playing left field. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 3 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to second. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 4 in the game. Sanguilan bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sanguilan for the out. Picciolo moves to third. Scott moves to second. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Picciolo scores. Scott moves to third. Murray moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, Athletics. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Porter strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.